WIRX.
Well, good morning.
Oh, yeah.
640, Brack Hunter. What's up?
Morning.
Yeah, hey, all right, we got to get right to it. Let's do your rock news and rock history. I forgot what we were doing. I am off this. Am I drunk already? Christ.
That's something, man.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, AC/DC, founding brothers Angus and the late Malcolm Young are number one on Billboard's Hard Rock Songwriters chart. This is due to Shot in the Dark off their latest album, Power Up, spending 6 weeks at number one on the Hot Hard Rock Songs chart, followed by Realize, which re-enters at number 12 after peaking at number four in November. So it was already in the charts, and now it's back in the charts. On a side note, Power Up producer Brendan O'Brien is number one on the Hard Rock Producers chart as well. According to Billboard, the, quote, Hard Rock Songwriters and Hard Rock Producers charts are based on total points accrued by the songwriter and producer, respectively, for each attributed song that appears on the Hot Hard Rock Songs charts. As with Billboard, yearly recaps, multiple writers or producers split points for each song equally. The majority of the music for Power Up is left over from when Angus and Malcolm were writing for the band's 2008 album, Black Ice. Malcolm sadly died in 2017 from dementia. But that's what I really like, is that even though Malcolm is gone, a lot of these songs either have audio from him that was pre-recorded that's still in there.
His riffs, right?
Yeah, his riffs, or actually, you know, written. He was a part of it. So it really is still a full AC/DC album there with the latest one, Power Up, which I just think is
you know what? Let it ride, too, man. Don't stop. Like keep them, crank them out. People love it. You know, and it's not like AC/DC is changing a lot. They're kind of using the same formula. You get a lot of people bitching. It's the same damn, because it's a damn good song. Yeah. Everybody loves that AC/DC song, and that's why they're not changing. So just keep pumping things into that template. I love it.
I'll be honest. I don't know how much stuff they have of Malcolm left. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that's much older, even well before, you know, Rock and Roll Train time. I mean, hell, they could go back to Ball Breaker time. I don't know how much stuff they have. But as far as the latest album is concerned, Power Up, still a lot of Malcolm influence on there.
AC/DC ever collaborated with anybody? As far as like, you know, like special guest Miles Kennedy.
No, not like AC/DC. Like Aerosmith and Run DMC or anything like that. I'll be honest, not that I know of. I mean, Brian has done stuff with like Jesse James Dupri of Jackal. I'm sure they've done individual things, but I don't think there's ever been a full, other than when Brian was out of the band for a bit and they had Axl Rose in there. That was it, but they were still billing themselves. You know, it was still singing AC/DC stuff, so I don't know.
It's because AC/DC knows they don't want to ruin anything. Yeah. AC/DC and Evanescence.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. What are we doing? I mean, I like both bands separately, but together, I don't know. Who knows? But I guess I'll have to look into that. I've never really looked into that. So, but there you go. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1952, Ramones drummer Tommy Ramone was born in Budapest, Hungary. Ramones have one of the greatest music movies ever made, and that is called Rock and Roll High School. And if you have never seen Rock and Roll High School, you need to watch it this weekend. Go to Prime, find it on YouTube, whatever you need to do. It is glorious.
Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out if you've never seen it. It's great. But there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.